Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope that you are fine and everything is okay. And listener, with me Ahmad Faisal, I would like to accompany you 1 hour ahead. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you with our segments such as information, news, commentary, entertainment, and also Indonesian pop songs. So listeners, we hope that you enjoy listening our program for today. And we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Mahfu affirmed Indonesia towards golden time in 2045. Minister Retno Marsudi says Indonesian human rights record can boost his member campaign at United Nations Human Rights Council. Now the news in detail. Chairperson of the Sulu Kebangsaan Movement, Mahfud MD, emphasized through the national exploration activities held from Banten to Banyuwangi is Chapa that Indonesia would not disband in 2030, but instead in 2045 Indonesia would enjoy its golden time. This was affirmed by Mahfud MD in his remark at the national exploration activity at Banyuwangi Baru Station, Banyuwangi Regency, on Friday. Thus, he calls for Indonesian people to continue to be optimistic because Indonesia has a strong capital base with 70,504 islands, and 16,100 of which are inhabited by humans and the rest in the form of coordinates that had been registered in the United Nations UN. The election of Banyuwangi Regency as the last point of national exploration activities is because the regency, located on the eastern tip of Java Island, can be an example of future Indonesia that can be developed by other districts or cities. Indonesian track record in protecting and promoting human rights can be an asset for being selected to sit in the United Nations Human Rights Council for 2020 until 2022. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, after receiving an award from her alma mater, University of Gajah Mada in Yogyakarta, on Friday, said that there are various assets that can be promoted. Those are similar to what Indonesian government has been carrying out during Indonesian campaign for the UN Security Council. One of the campaign materials that Indonesia continues to voice is the development of democracy to improve human rights protection. In addition, there are other policies that had been implemented, such as women's empowerment. Next week, Minister Marsudi will visit Geneva to attend the United Nations Human Rights Council session scheduled on February 25th until 28, 2019. Indonesian Ambassador to Singapore, Ngurah Swajaya, urged Singapore investors and startups to tap into the potential of digital economy in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Indonesian Embassy in Singapore on Friday stated that 59 investors, venture capital firms, and startups attended a discussion entitled Indonesia 101, the State of Indonesian Digital Ecosystem. The event was also attended by co-founder of East Ventures, Wilson Chuacha, and chairman of Singapore FinTech Association, Chia Hock Lei. During the opening ceremony, Ambassador Ngurah Swajaya opened the discussion by conveying the potential of Indonesian digital economy, which is currently the largest in ASEAN. He also invited venture capital firms and investors to participate in the Regional Investment Forum on March 11 in Jakarta, and explore investment opportunities in the digital economy in Indonesia. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has invited American investors to invest in the digital economy and the development of 10 new bullies in a planned that aims to replicate the economic effects of tourism in Bali nationally. Such an invitation was made during the Indonesian San Francisco Business Forum 2019 in San Francisco on Wednesday, which was attended by 50 American business people, venture capital companies, technology companies, trade chambers, as well as the local government of San Francisco Bay Area. As quoted by Antara News Agency Acting Consul General of Indonesia at San Francisco, Hangiro Setiabudi, in a written statement on Friday, said that this business forum was held to bring Indonesia closer to business and society in the Northern California. The visit of President Joko Widodo in 2016 to the Silicon Valley reflects Indonesia's intention to develop a digital economy under the theme of impacting a reformed Indonesia, utilizing digital technology in developing regional and tourism investment opportunities. The forum aims to present the latest developments of Indonesian economy, especially the potential sectors where foreign investors could invest in the digital economy and the development of tourism destinations. Minister of Tourism is actively promoting tourism through special advertisement to attract foreign tourists from Asia and Europe. One promotion will be carried out through tourism events. Deputy Minister of Marketing Development 2 at the Ministry Nia Niscaya said that at the beginning of 2019, her minister had participated in tourism exhibition in Europe. Because the beginning of the year is a search period of tourist destination for prospective tourists from around the world. Through a press release received by republica.co.id on Saturday, Nia said that her site would also increase advertising through the concept of grand marketing strategy to boost the performance of tourism sector this year. This bid marketing strategy includes advertisement, branding, selling, incentive access, and hot deals. Especially for branding, Nia said various advertisements such as Wonderful Indonesia are continued. Money disbursement for ultra micro to develop business development has been channeled to more than 762,000 debtors with a total disbursement value of 2.1 trillion rupiah. This amount has been channeled since the ultra micro was first launched in mid-2017 to February 13, 2019. The government, through the Minister of Finance, is committed to developing the business through ultra-micro financing. This can be proven through the visit of Finance Ministry Sri Mulyani to Bengkulu Traditional Market on Friday. She explained that ultra-micro financing is a financing program for the micro-business community in the lowest level, which cannot be facilitated by banks. Through a press release received by republica.co.id on Friday, Minister Sri stated that the most fund to be given reaches 10 million rupiah per customer. This financing program is an advanced stage of social assistance towards business independence as well as complementary people business credit program. The last item, the Jakarta Composite Index, closed lower over the weekend as Asian stock markets were corrected. The index of the Indonesian Stock Exchange fell 36.39 points or 0.56% to 6,501.38. The index of 45 most liquid stock or LQ45 dropped 8.97 points or 0.88% to 1,015.47. As quoted by Antara News Agency analyst at Panin Sekuritas, William Hartanto said on Friday that Jakarta Composite Index remained in the red zone through the day, but on weekly basis it strengthened with an upward trend. He further said the sentiments followed the Asian market correction and support test of 6,470 technically. There was no foreign net selling in large quantities, which reflected panic. He predicted that the Jakarta Composite Index would strengthen within the range of 6,470 or 6,520 next week. Well, listener, that was news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's start news from across the country with the first info from Cirebon, West Java.
The Cirebon City Government West Java, in collaboration with the Financial Services Authority and PT Pegadaian, launched Exchange Garbage to Gold program in order to create a clean city. Deputy Mayor of Cirebon Eti Herawati in Cirebon last Thursday said the garbage produced by the people of Cirebon City is quite large every day, in the range of 1,000 to 1,200 cubic meters. So, people need to be encouraged to start sorting out garbage because some still have economic value, such as iron waste, plastic, and paper. At present, there are already 18 neighborhoods in Cirebon City that have garbage bags. With the involvement of PT Pegadaian in waste management in Cirebon City, Deputy Mayor Eti hopes that more people will manage waste banks so that the volume of waste can be reduced and the community can get added value from the waste that has been sorted out. Cirebon, West Java. The West Java Regional Police Water Directorate, along with the people of Cirebon City, cleaned the beach from garbage to observe the National Waste Care Day. The West Java Regional Police Water Director, Police Chief Comrade Widi Handoko in Cirebon, said on Thursday that sea cleaning was prioritized on plastic waste. In Cirebon City, cleaning was conducted at Samadikun Beach, which was quite dirty from various types of garbage, especially plastic. The West Java Regional Police Headquarters has carried out sea cleaning in 12 places, both on the north and south coast. In addition, they also educate the public not to litter or dispose garbage on land, river, or sea. News came from Denpasar, Bali. The Department of Fisheries and Food Security of the city of Denpasar, Bali, held a Susur Mangrove or Exploring Mangrove competition in an effort to maintain a clean and plastic-free environment. The mayor of Denpasar, Rai Dharma Wijaya Mantra, in the Pemogan Mangrove Estuary Dam area, South Denpasar on Wednesday, hope that the activities which have now entered the sixth time be continued and maximized. Meanwhile, the chairperson of the Committee for Mangrove Exploring Contest, E. Wayan Kona, said that the competition began by tracing the mangrove area for approximately 5 kilometers. Along the way, the participants will pick up plastic waste for 1 hour. In this year's activity, at least 2.29 tons of garbage were collected. This number has decreased compared to the same event in 2018, which succeeded in collecting 3.9 tons of non-organic waste. Well, listener, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia, in Today in History. We begin the first information on 23rd of February, 1923. K.H. Ahmad Dahlan, founder of Muhammadiyah Islamic Organization, passed away. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was an Indonesian national hero. On November 18, 1912, Ahmad Dahlan founded an Islamic organization called Muhammadiyah. The establishment of Muhammadiyah aimed to accomplish the vision of Islamic reformation and prove that Muhammadiyah is not a political organization, but it is an organization engaging in social and education affairs. Despite Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan's idea of establishing Muhammadiyah was not supported by his family and surrounding, Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan passed away on 23rd of February 1923, and he was buried in Karang Kajen Graveyard, Yogyakarta. The next information is Guyana became a republic. Guyana is a country in Central America. In the 17th century, Guyana was the colony of the Netherlands and the Britain. However, starting from 1815, Britain took control of the Guyana. In 1966, Guyana achieved its independence and became a member of the British Commonwealth. On 23rd of February 1970, Guyana became a republic and the position of Governor General as head of the state was replaced. KTT ASEAN, or the ASEAN Summit, is the annual meeting held by leaders of the member states of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, which discusses development of economic and cultural cooperation among the member states of ASEAN. The first ASEAN Summit was held in Bali, Indonesia, from 23rd to 24th of 1976. The meeting produced a number of concessions such as Declaration of ASEAN Concord, Treaty of Amity and Cooperation in Southeast Asia, and Agreement on the Establishment of the ASEAN Secretariat. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sebelumnya tak ada yang mampu mengajarku untuk bertahan di kala sedih. Sebelumnya ku ikat hatiku hanya untuk aku seorang. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua bimbang, tangis, kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tak mengerti, akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu? Lalu senyummu menyadarkanku, kau cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Sebelumnya tak mudah bagiku tertawa sendiri di kehidupan yang kelam ini. Sebelumnya rasanya tak perlu membagi kisahku, tak ada yang mengerti. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua bimbang, tangis, kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tak mengerti, akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu? Lalu senyummu menyadarkanku, kau cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Bila suatu saat cinta pertama dan terakhirku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on traditional Balinese village ready to build retail stores. The provincial government of Bali wants to develop traditional village retail stores to encourage people's economy and development throughout the region. Bali Governor Iwayan Koster told Business.com in Denpasar on Wednesday he had issued regulations concerning the marketing and utilization of Bali's local agricultural, fishery and industrial products. Under this regulation, the provincial government will arrange product marketing from upstream to downstream, including through Baga Usaha Padruwen Desa Adat or traditional village-owned business institutions. There are almost 1,500 pekraman villages or traditional villages in Bali province spread across 9 regencies and cities. At present, many of them have owned a kind of mini-market business. The governor of Bali hopes that this business unit will be managed professionally by sticking to the local wisdom of Bali. For this reason, Governor Iwayan Koster welcomed the offer of the Bali Business Network, which wanted to provide assistance when the traditional village mini-market operated under the coordination of the regional company of Bali. Meanwhile, Director of Bali Business Network E. Made Abdinegara said that he continued to finalize the concept of assistance by developing aspects of management, training, and supervision, so that the mini market could be accepted by the community, right on target, and sustainable. He hopes that the existence of this retail store will become one of the pillars of the independence of traditional villages and is able to distribute the consumer goods needed by the residents and can raise local products. The Bali Business Network, consisting of potential young people, since 2016 has provided assistance to a number of micro, small and medium enterprises and retailers to prepare products with good packaging. This group is currently providing assistance to 60 businesses, both in terms of management, branding, e-commerce, and marketing, to ensure that the business runs well, is competitive, and sustainable. They are trying to connect various business interests on the island. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita bertemu bila akhirnya dipisahkan. Mengapa kita berjumpa tapi akhirnya dijauhkan? Kau bilang hatimu aku, nyatanya bukan untuk aku. Bintang di langit nan indah, di manakah cinta yang dulu? Masihkah aku di sana, di relung hati dan mimpimu?
Andaikan engkau di sini, andaikan tetap denganku. Aku hancur, ku terluka, namun engkaulah nafasku. Kau cintaku, meski aku bukan di benakmu lagi. Dan ku beruntung sempat memilikimu. Bintang di langit nan indah, dimanakah cinta yang dulu? Masihkah aku di sana, di relung hati dan mimpimu? Sini, andaikan tetap denganku. Aku hancur, ku terluka, namun engkau nafasku. Kau cintaku, meski aku bukan di benakmu lagi. Dan ku beruntung sempat memilih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, thank you for being with us. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about our tourism and local wisdom.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Peuyeon Beach in Gunung Kidul. Gunung Kidul, located in Yogyakarta province, has amazing tourism destinations. Peuyeon Beach is a new destination and its road access has been opened since 2017. The Peuyeon Beach, which is located at Kanigoro Village, Saptosari District, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Province, presents nuance of nature which is calm and peaceful. Beach situation which is still silent as if it invites you to enjoy peacefulness of the atmosphere of the beach. The exotic beach is shadowed by hills so that the Peuyeon Beach is hidden from the crowd. At the west part of the Puyuyon Beach, you will see natural cave under the cliff that is appropriate for camping. Camping at Puyuyon seashore can become unforgettable experience when having holidays. The beach is beautiful because dense pandanus trees surround the beach. The beach location, which is on the slope of the hill, presents beautiful view. Puyuyon Beach is located around 60 kilometers from Yogyakarta. To access the beach takes around 1 until 2 hours. Along the trip, you will be spoiled by peacefully natural situation. Birds sing and the atmosphere is comfortable here. To go to the seashore, you should be through simple wooden stairs to climb down to the cliff as high as 4 meters. To enter Puyuyon Beach, you should pay entrance ticket 5,000 rupiah. At Puyuyon Beach, you will be presented overlay of the white sand combining waves that has blue color and also dance of pandanus trees. All of these make the beach look natural. If you have fishing hobby, the beach also becomes favorite spot. If you like selfie, the coastal area is certainly able to present the beauty of nature and also provides beautiful spots for selfie. To go to Puyuyon Beach is easy. You can use your own car or motorcycle and also public transportation such as bus. You can stop at city bus terminal of Gunung Kidul. Afterwards, the trip is continued by riding motorcycle taxi until Kanigara village to the beach. Before going to Puyuyon Beach, we suggest you to keep monitoring the weather and your own necessities, such as foods and beverages. And you should prepare medicines that are needed and do not forget to carry out your camera to take pictures. If you are in Indonesia, especially in Yogyakarta, and want to enjoy holiday sensation with a little nuance of adventure, please come to Puyuyon Beach. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rela kan kau pilih cinta yang Sesungguhnya ku tak pernah rela, karena ku yang bisa membuat hatimu utuh.
Sakit yang ku rasa bukan karena dia, tapi karena kau pilih cinta yang salah.
Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRW Service Voice of Indonesia with Mizalani. This edition explores the topic of Banyuwangi will be Global Geopark Network. Stay tuned into RRW Service Voice of Indonesia on 9525 kHz or at www.voinews.id. Listeners, Banyuwangi will be immediately proposed to be part of the UNESCO Global Geopark Network (GGN) in 2020. This is followed by its determination as a national geopark. Following the proposal, the central government continues to finalize the preparation of Banyuwangi to become the world's geopark network by holding focused group discussion. Deputy Assistant of Deputy for Infrastructure Development and Tourism Ecosystem Indra Nintua Tourism said at the Focus Group Discussion FGD in Banyuwangi Thursday, February 21st that Banyuwangi preparations had already been carried out as it has uniqueness and distinctiveness, built accessibility and amenity or supporting facilities for tourist destinations. In addition, tour guides and public restroom already exist. In general, according to Indra, Banyuwangi is one step ahead even though there are still facilities that need improving. Meanwhile, one of the other FGD interviewees, Hanang Samudra, as a major expert researcher at Geological Survey Center at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, said that there are four basic prerequisites to qualify for the GGN network. They are international geological heritage, management, visibility, and network. Hanang Samudra also explained that there are three Banyuwangi Geopark sites that have proposed recently: Red Island, Ijen Crater, and Alas Purwo National Park. He also added that to be a GGN, the aspects related to natural resources, geology, biology, and culture must be prepared. Geological disasters, climate change, education, science and culture, and women's protection, because UNESCO is also very concerned about women's issues. Previously, in early January 2019, UNESCO GGN assessor Guy Martini came to Banyuwangi to review the readiness of this area to become a World Geopark site. During staying in Banyuwangi, Martini made a visit to Red Island Beach, Mount Ijen, and traditional tourist villages. Well, listener, that was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
tanpamu, begitulah cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
All right, listeners, thank you for being with us. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, it's nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Surabaya. Surabaya is a song whose theme is to struggle. It was composed by D. Rahman A. The song with cheerful rhythm tells about Surabaya as city of memory, where in a battle time, all Indonesian people united to defend the country. Surabaya itself is a name of city in East Java province. Well, listener, let's listen to keroncong song entitled Surabaya, sung by Sundari Sukoco.
Kota kenangan, kota kenangan,
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
Di bawah langit sore nan cerah penuh dengan tawa kita berdua.
Listeners, this is the right time for us to end our show for today. Thank you for your kind attention, time, and also your togetherness in our English language program broadcasting. And thank you for your kind attention. And we'll give you another information. And listeners, stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and comment at our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Twitter, at Voi Indonesia. And our email, voi@voinews.id. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye.